here and right now.
アナセムズの前に少し祈りの時を持ちたいと思います。今日祈りこのメッセージ賛美がありましたけど、本当に私たちの前にいろんなことが起きていますね。私たち信じます。イエス様が平和の源、イエス様が愛の源であると信じます。
But we believe that God Himself is the source of His peace and is the source of love.
憎しみが憎しみを生み、怒りが怒りを生むというのが私たちの人生、私たちの社会の中であります。
Hate births more hate, and fear births more fear.
ね。特に金曜日、ダラスのことを思って、本当にそのために祈りたいと思いますね。
Perhaps most of you have read about the catastrophe that happened in Dallas this past week, and we just want to pray. We want to pray.
本当に人種の壁を越えて、本当に私たちが平和の神様、愛の神様に本当に立ち戻ることができるように、また慣れ様があるように祈りたいと思います。
Let's pray that, we and the people all around the world can return to the God of peace, can return to the God of love.
そしてまた同時に私たちの心の中に怒りや今憎しみがあるならそれを神様に取り扱っていただきたいと思います。
And if you have fear or anger or hate in your own heart, let's pray for our own hearts as well that God would cleanse our hearts.
今日は日本では選挙もありますけど、日本のためにも祈ってください。
Let's pray for Japan as well. Today is a big election in Japan.
チャールズさんに祈りを導いていただきたいと思います。
Father, we just want to come right now and we just want to come to you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. Father, you said that when you left, you were going to send another, the Holy Spirit, to come. And that the Spirit was going to be a comforter. And he was going to be a guide and a teacher. So, Father, I just pray for the comfort of the Holy Spirit. I pray, God, that you can comfort all of us, Lord, in the midst of the challenges and the trials. Lord, we want to choose trust and not choose fear. We want to choose hope and not despair. And we just pray, God, for the comfort of your Holy Spirit. And I pray, God, that you would guide us. Teach us, Holy Spirit, how we're to live now. In the days that we're living, we see so much in the world that is crumbling and breaking. So many things that we put our trust in and our hope in and our security in is crumbling before our eyes. But what's not seen is what is in the supernatural. And that Jesus, we know that you're on the throne. And we know that the battle has already been won. We have the victory. And that if anyone in these days today that should have hope, it's us. So I pray, God, that we would shine bright. I pray for the comfort of the people in Dallas and Minneapolis and Minnesota, all the people in Louisiana, all the things that are going. I pray for Japan. I pray, God, that you would raise up righteous leadership in this country. I pray, God, we ask, Lord, that the fruits and the ministry of the gospel that's been started here would continue. In Jesus' name.
Amen. 本当に祈り心を持って私たちは過ごしたい。
I promise no. Mr. Chad does not fight.
Thank you. No. Yes. Thank you, Mr. Mark.
All right. Wow. Sometimes it's so strange. There's so few kids here. That's okay. The big kids can listen too, right? And next week we'll quiz them and see if they remember. So where did we leave Moses last week? What? In the burning bush? Hopefully not him. Oh, he's talking. How can you talk to a burning bush? How can you talk to a burning bush? Who's actually there? God was there. So we left Moses in the desert with no shoes on and talking to God inside a burning bush. And the Bible tells us how he realizes that as when God says, take off your shoes because it's holy ground, Moses actually hid his face because the presence of God was so strong and so powerful. And so he realized that the God of the universe was right there in front of him, talking to him. And God starts to reassure Moses he has not forgotten about those Israelites. He says that I have seen them, I have heard them, and I will deliver them. And then he says, I am God. So Moses, God is telling Moses, Moses was not telling himself. God's telling Moses, it's time to go get the Israelites and let's get them out of Egypt. And God says, well, I'm going to take them out and take them to a large and beautiful land. And he's talking about the very land that he promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob 400 plus years ago. That's what I'm going to do now. Now Moses, like me at this point, he's starting to get a little bit nervous. He's like, but why me, God? And God simply says, don't worry, I'll be with you. So let's read this verse real quick. We'll start off with the English. So if you can read English, go ahead and read with us. So he said, I will certainly be with you, and this shall be the sign to you that I have said to you, when you brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. So at this point, Moses says, well, then who am I going to say has sent me? And God gives a very interesting answer. He says, I am who I say I am. And he said that because, remember last week, he already established, I am the God of Jacob, Isaac, and Abraham. And then God repeats how he's going to deliver Israel. He's going to take them to the promised land. But even though Moses is leading them, God's going to go with them. He's not going to leave them alone. Now at this point, here we go, let's ask a question. Does Pharaoh in Egypt want to let the Israelites go? When Moses gets there, does he just say, okay, let's go?
God actually warns Moses that this is going to happen, but again reassures him, I'll be with you. And matter of fact, I'm going to bless you so much that when you guys leave Egypt, you're going to take a ton of the Egyptians' possessions with you. And again, he's just reinforcing, he had promised that also 400 years ago, and he's just reinforcing, don't worry, all of my promises will come true. So we're going to leave Moses at the burning bush for another one more week. But what I want you to see in this story is that God so clearly promises he's going to be with Moses. And he has not forgotten the Israelites, and he's going to be with the Israelites as they leave Egypt. And I love how today Hitomi-san led us in prayers talking about how people are still hurting and people are still in need of God's deliverance. And the same God that delivered Israel, that talked to Moses from a burning bush, is here in this room with us today and wants to deliver us as well. And he wants you to know that even as little as you are, he's always with you. He does not leave you. He still hears, he still sees, and he still delivers. So remember, God wants you, he wants your heart, like we talked about last week. And he's going to go with you. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you are the same God yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Thank you, Lord, that you are always good. And I thank you, Lord, that even now you are pursuing these children because you want their hearts. God, I ask that you would speak to them, draw them unto you. And I thank you, Lord, that you are always with us no matter where we are. And that you go with us and you take us through every step of our life. God, I love you and I thank you for being our Father.
Thank you, Mark and Megumi.
Last week we talked about the passage in Corinthians that says that when we are weak, God's grace is strong and God is sufficient for us. Today we want to focus on the cross of Christ. When we come to church, we hear different stories, different
messages, don't we?
日頃の話もしますし、世間話もしますし、いろんな話をします。
We hear messages that will be for our heart. We hear different types of stories.
でも一日終わって、日曜日終わって、一度も十字架について話をしなかったらまずいなと思うんです。
But I really feel that if we have been to church and we haven't thought about and hadn't heard about the cross, then it's not right. It's not good.
私がお世話になった、おばあさんの宣教師がいます。
There is a missionary who is a rather older lady that really took care of me a lot.
マーガレット・カーウォーという人ですけども。
Her name is Margaret Cardle.
初期のですね、CAGA の先生の一人でした。
A long, long time ago, she was a teacher at Christian Academy.
彼女はですね、20歳で日本に来ようと思って、準備をした人です。
When she was just 20 years old, she decided, I'm going to go to Japan.
彼女は大学に行って、進学校に行って、大学院に行きました。
She went to college, then she went to Bible college, then she also went to graduate school.
でも戦争が起きて、日本に来たのは戦後になって、日本に30歳を過ぎて日本に来ました。
But when she could actually finally come to Japan was after World War II, and she was already in her 30s.
10年待ってた。
She had to wait for 10 years to come.
私が会った時は60歳ぐらいでした。
When I met her, she was actually already in her 60s.
おばあさんに見えました。
She was really like an old grandma.
Looked old.
She looks like.
60歳は、not grandma, grandpa. 60歳 okay.
So now, I think that being in your 60s is not too old.
Amen.
At that time, I was younger, and so she looked like an old grandma to me.
彼女はすごく知的な、インテリジェントな人でした。
She was a really bright, smart woman. And she was also, she loved the Lord. She was also really filled with the Spirit.
So, 彼女はよく言ってたんですね。もう語るのは十字架だけだ。
So, she often said, the only thing that I'm going to talk about is the cross of Christ.
もう私たちは十字架のイエス様から目をそらしてはいけない。
She said, I'm not going to take my eyes off the cross of Christ.
他のことはいろいろあるかもしれないけど、とにかく十字架のイエスを語りなさいといつも私に言っていました。
There's lots of other things that we can put our eyes on, but she said to me, just talk about the cross of Christ.
でも私たちはしばしば十字架のイエス様から目をそらしてしまいます。
But there are so many times that we take our eyes off the cross, aren't there?
十字架はただのアクセサリーではありませんね。
The cross is not just some kind of necklace or earrings that you put on.
今日は第一コリントの一章から学んでいきたいと思います。
So today I want to look at a passage in 1 Corinthians with you.
まず私は日本語で読みますね。
I'll read in Japanese first.
なぜなら、キリストが私を使わされたのは、洗礼を授けるためではなく、福音を告げ知らされたためであり、しかもキリストの十字架が虚しいものになってしまうように、言葉の知恵によらないで告げ知らされるためだからです。十字架の言葉は滅んでいく者にとっては愚かなものですが、私たち救われる者には神の力です。それはこう書いてあるからです。私は知恵ある者の知恵を滅ぼし、賢い者の賢さを意味のないものにする。知恵ある人はどこにいる？学者はどこにいる？この世の論客はどこにいる？神は世の知恵を愚かなものにされたではないか。世は自分の知恵で神を知ることはできませんでした。それは神の知恵にかなっています。そこで神は宣教という愚かな手段によって信じる者を救おうとお考えになったのです。ユダヤ人は印を求め、ギシャ人は知恵を探しますが、私たちは十字架につけられたキリストを述べ伝えています。すなわち、ユダヤ人にはつまつかせるもの、異邦人は愚かなものですが、ユダヤ人だろうが、ギリシャ人だろうが、召されたものには神の力、神の知恵であるキリストを述べ伝えているのです。神の愚かさは人よりも賢く、神の弱さは人よりも強いからです。
In English, 1 Corinthians 1, verse 17 to 25, if you read English, please join me.
for Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with words of eloquent wisdom, let the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since, in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs, and Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men.
Amen. Paul writes, you understand, 自分が使わされたのは洗礼を与えるためではなくて福音を告げ知らせるためです。
So Paul says that he has not been sent to baptize, but rather he's been sent to declare the cross of Christ.
洗礼では終わらないんです。洗礼を受けたでは終わらないんですね。
Things don't finish after we've received baptism.
福音、すなわちイエス様が私たちのために死んでくださったことを告げ知らせるために送られたと言います。
Paul says that he's been sent to preach the gospel of Christ, that Christ died in, for us on the cross.
面白いことに、それは知恵の言葉ではない。本当に知恵の言葉ではなくて、愚かなものとして語るということを書いています。
So he says that something really interesting, that he says that this is not that something that is wise, but rather something that seems very foolish.
十字架福音をですね、何か説得するために語ることはしないというんです。
The cross is not something that someone can persuade you with through words or reason.
一生懸命こう伝えようとして何か、表現して伝わるものでもないんですね。
It's not something that excitement or lots and lots of words can communicate.
十字架は本当に神様が心に触れてくださった時に私たちが分かるものでもあります。
The cross of Christ is something that we understand and receive when God himself touches our heart.
でも本当にどうしたら十字架が伝わるのか、十字架の力が伝わるのかと思うことがあります。
But I think about how can I communicate? How can I tell aboutThe cross of God. How can I communicate the cross of God?
世界中にはいろんな説教者がいますね。
There's all sorts of preachers in the world, aren't there?
本当に語りが上手い人がいます。
There are people who are really good at standing up in people in front of people and speaking.
でもパウロは言うんですね。語り手のテクニックや技能ではないというんです。
But Paul is saying speaking to people has nothing to do with some kind of technique or.
でも一番大切なのは。十字架というその十字架の内容、十字架を語ることが目的だというんです。
But the purpose of communicating, the purpose of preaching should be to tell about the cross of Christ.
コリントの教会は残念なことに、だんだんだんだん大切なところから逸れていってしまいました。
It's rather unfortunate, but if we look at history, the church in Corinthians slowly drifted away. There were different conflicts and different problems in the church. There was different kinds of immorality in the church.
ある人ですね。私はアポロ先生に、私はペテロ先生に、私は何々パウロ先生に聞くと言っていました。
And there were even people who were saying that they belonged to a certain teacher. For example, I belong to Paul or I belong to Apollos.
私はキリストに聞くと言うんですけど。
Or some people said I belong to Christ.
でも本当の意味でキリストが分かっていなかったんですね。
But maybe they weren't really understanding what it meant to be Christ.
ね、アポロ先生の方が偉そうだ、ペトロ先生の偉そうだと思っていたのかもしれません。
Maybe they thought, oh wow, Paul is such a great teacher. Oh wow, Apollos is such an amazing teacher.
私たちは有名な人とで知り合いになると、私は誰々さんで有名、あ、知り合いで言ったりもしますけれども。
So we also say, oh, I know such and such famous person.
でもですね、パウロは言うんです。キリストの十字架以外は、キリスト以外は違うんだっていう。
But Paul is declaring here, everything that's not connected with the cross of Christ is nothing.
誰によって福音を聞いたか、誰によって洗礼が授けられたか関係なくて、中心はキリストの十字架なんです。
It doesn't matter who you have heard a message from.What matters is the cross of Christ.
でも十二弟子たちも弟子たちもですね、イエス様と一緒にいるときにこのことははっきりと分かっていませんでした。
But if we think about it, even the 12 disciples when they lived with Jesus, even they didn't clearly understand the cross.
十二の中で誰が偉いか、誰がイエス様の右側につくか、そんな話をしていました。
Do you remember that the 12 talked about oh?When he goes into his throne in heaven, who will be sitting at his right hand? They were having these arguments about who was more important and should be first.
でも、イエス様は彼らの足を洗って使えるものになりなさいと言いました。
But Jesus washed their feet and he taught, become the one who serves.
誰が偉いとかではないんですね。使えるものになりなさいと言いました。
It has nothing to do with some important figure. What's important is serving.
お互い愛し合いなさいと言うんです。
What's important is loving one another.
でもですね、私たちは気がつかないうちに十字架が見えなくなってしまいます。
But if we're honest, we realize that.Without actually realizing it, we have taken our eyes off the cross.
だからパウロが言うんです。キリスト以外は見て、キリストの十字架を見なさいと言うんです。
So Paul says, put your eyes back on the cross.
これは愚かにも馬鹿らしくも見えるものかもしれません。
So perhaps what Paul is saying seems really stupid. Doesn't make sense.
でもそこに神様の真理があります。
But that this place of the cross is where we find the truth and the wisdom of God.
十字架は小さな人にも年寄りにも分かる十字架です。
The cross of Christ is something that little tiny children and old people all can see and experience.
貧しい人も富んでる人も。それを受けることのできる十字架です。
It's also something that poor people or very rich people can all receive.
十字架は年齢も国籍も文化をも超えますね。
The cross of Christ goes above our age. It goes above our culture. It goes above everything.
今私たち本当にいろいろ違いがありますけど、私もここで今キリストの下で一つにされています。
If you look around this room, there are so many different kinds of people, ages, countries, ethnicities, everything. But what brings us and unifies us is the cross of Christ.
十字架を見上げたときにそこに一致が与えられます。
When we set our eyes on the cross, that's when we can become one.
誰々先生、誰々さんと誰々教会となったときにそこには分裂が起きますけど、キリストのところに私たちは一致があります。
When we say, oh, I go to such and such person's church, or I go to this person's church, when we try to make people important, then we've taken our eyes away from what's most important, away from the cross.
でもですね、十字架を語りなさいと言われても難しいなと思います。
But so Paul is saying, communicate, speak about the cross of Christ.When I try to do that, I realize how difficult it is.
パウロも十字架はある人たちには愚かなものに映ると言います。
Paul says that the cross is foolishness.
でもですね、信じる人たちには十字架は神様の力ですと言うんです。
But he also says for those who believe, for those who are called, then the cross has power.
また後でディスカッションの時も皆さんにお聞きしたいんですけれども。
Again, when we have a discussion, I want to hear what you have to say.
どんな時にキリストが
When in your own life did the cross of Christ suddenly make sense, or it just a light came on and you knew it was true? Was it something that somebody kind of argued with you about and explained to you?
この十字架というのはギリシャ人、哲学の好きなギリシャ人には本当に馬鹿らしく見えたことです。
So if we look at what Paul wrote and think about the culture for the Greeks who the non-Jewish people who lived at this time, the cross was craziness, it was foolishness, because they were very philosophical.
神様が人間を愛して子供を一人子をこの世に送ってその一人子が死んで。そして蘇ったっていうのはギリシャ人の哲学には本当に馬鹿げたことだった。
So if you think about from the Greek philosopher's point of view, and you hear God loved the world, and He sent His only Son, and He died on a cross, and He rose again 3 days later, from those type of people's mind and ears and mind, those foolishness.
ユダヤ人にとってみれば、印印ってユダヤ人にとってみれば、やっぱりこの十字架はわからない、まあ、しかつまずきになるものだったんですね。もっと違う言い方がないかって思うようなもの。
Also, for the Jewish people who lived at that time, they wanted some kind of sign that they could see and experience, and they